shorty episode. This is our your shorty for June.
Ooh, ooh. June, the year is half over. I feel like I say this every June, every single June when we do one of these. I'm like, hey, we're at the 6 month mark.
Yeah, why? We're almost 3 years old, too.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
I know.
We're getting old.
Toddlers.
For real, honestly.
Fresh face. Little babies.
Baby face. Speaking of that, like, have you seen the really, like, disturbing 1970s advertisements that are all, like, be a baby? It's, like, all, it's sexy baby advertising.
No.
Big. Oh,
it was big, and it is fucking weird. Like, it's, I'll try and find examples.
And it's straddled between, like, you're an adult, look like a baby, or you're a baby, look like an adult. There was a lot of that, too. Like, this really soft-filtered baby with, like, really overly done hair and
makeup. Lots of,
what?
Blush.
Lots
like,
of blush.
Like, wasn't that movie with Brooke Shields, Pretty Baby? Pretty Baby came out in the 70s.
Oh, geez.
Which everybody freaked out about, rightly so.
Yeah, exactly.
Are Jordache jeans still around? That made me think of Jordache jeans.
Oh, right. Brooke Shields, right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Lolita. Yeah, it's all that. Yeah.
Really weird and creepy.
Gross, man.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anywho.
Glad we got that out.
Well, let's break into our shorty with a would you rather. What you got for us, Keegan?
Okay. So I found this one a while ago when we were still doing our stereos, but I never brought it up because I thought it would be best for us to do together. Would you rather have a one night stand with Harry Styles or Miley Cyrus? I feel like we have opinions. You all know what I'm going to do.
I mean, love both. Think I'm gonna go Harry Styles though, because
I'm going Harry Styles. Yeah,
I love. I don't know. Like, he's so.
Yeah, I'm having a really tough time choosing actually, because there's something scrappy and tougher about Miley Cyrus that is very attractive to me.
Same.
But I mean, Harry Styles is so hot.
Yeah. And androgynous. I love that.
I really thought you were going to go with Miley.
I super love Miley Cyrus. Mm-hmm. I do. I just think that it's for me, like, if it's like we're just talking about one night in Sexcapades City, like, I think Harry Styles. But I think that if it was like you can be friends with this person ongoing, I'd say Miley probably.
I would still go Harry Styles. Harry Styles has a close friendship with Lizzo, and I can get in on that action.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, shit.
I would be in the middle of that sandwich. Think that Miley Cyrus is better at sex than Harry Styles.
Okay.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say...
You might be right, actually.
You might be right, but I feel like Harry Styles is going to be more fun. To me, like Miley's going to be more wild. Harry's going to be more fun. Miley's going to be more selfish. Harry's going to be more giving in my brain. In my brain. Again, we do not know these people. Disclaimer.
Sure, sure. See, I'm very selfish. And so I find that none of this will be too much of an issue for me.
Right.
You're like, I'm getting mine regardless. I don't even give a fuck.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. And a giver with a giver is kind of tough.
That's true.
Because I am a giver.
So am I. Oh, maybe I should be with Miley.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. It'll be like the hours long sex. Like, did you come yet?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you?
Is this okay? Yeah. Are you comfortable?
Oh. Yeah.
No, no, no. You're right. But yeah, I mean, I feel like if I had sex with Miley, it would be one of those things. If we had a one night stand, that I would, it would be insane. I would do things that I've never done. And then I would
And you'll
do
never
that
talk
thing.
About them again.
Exactly. I'd do that thing while she's still sleeping, like creep out, pile up all of my clothes into one big jumble.
Carrying your shoes.
Right? Yeah.
Close. Tiptoeing.
Tiptoeing and in like a evil, maniacal, like cartoon
way.
Right?
Yeah.
Like that will help.
Call the Uber. It comes up the gravel driveway, and I'm just like,
get me out of here. No, I feel pretty confident that she would teach me a thing or two. I think I'm going to go with Miley.
She's
actually
got a swing for sure.
Yeah. Oh, good one. Well, let's hop into stories.
Okay.
I've got a very short one to start us off with.
Fantastic.
I had a gal ask me what I looked for in a partner. She seemed annoyed that my answer was rather general and proceeded to pull out her list. It was 8 typed pages.
Oh, no.
She started going through them and giving me check marks.
Oh.
I didn't get very many.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
You know what? I gotta say, that feels like very like Capricorn energy, though. Yes. Like, that's like you are pulling out a list in front of the person, and marking it like you're at a job interview.
Yes.
Like,
are we taking the SATs?
Giving notes.
Like, that's so wild. Notes.
So here on this list, I see that you do meet my qualifications for height. However, your job is really under par from my annual salary list. So
where are you? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? Right. Do you plan on advancing within your chosen field, or
what would you say your biggest weakness is?
Could you give us an example of a Smash Mouth song?
He's just like, hey, now,
somebody. Okay. This one just made me laugh because we've been talking a lot about our like younger selves, all of the dating mistakes we've made and such. And this one just cracked me up a little bit. My first relationship was my worst breakup. I shared all my firsts with my boyfriend and invested a lot of my identity in him. We were together for 2 years or so, and it took me nearly 2 years before I felt comfortable moving on. Aww. I became the hysterical crying girl in high school. You don't want to be that girl.
Yeah. We've all been that girl, though. Exactly. Everybody's that girl at one point in high school.
100.
And you look back with so much shame. Yes. She says, ah, homecoming. What a nice time. Oh, wait, you miss your ex, so you better go cry in the bathroom. Oh, boy, it's your birthday, and you're at Oktoberfest with your friends. Nope, gotta be sad about all the couples around you and go cry under a tree.
Oh.
Want to see a movie? Sure thing. Just need to step outside the theater and cry for some ridiculous reason related to your ex.
Oh.
I've had really awful breakups since, but that first one bothered me for so long. I didn't think I'd ever be happy or fall in love again. And I'm like, oh, it's so relatable.
Girl, and you look the back most
and
relatable.
You're just like, I can't believe I ruined all of these moments in my life. And you were that person where they're like, oh, my God.
I have a really good breakup poem that I'm going to share with you guys. And I can't wait.
I can't wait either.
Well, my first shorty is going to piss you off.
Oh, great.
So just bring in the anger here. So for my worst date, the dude made fun of my weight. I'm 5'8", 160. By shaking my thighs and laughing at how jiggly they are.
That's very triggering. I just got like chills in like a really negative way. That's so shitty.
Fucking terrible. Then he proceeded to park in a quote, family parking zone and said no one would care because they would just think I'm pregnant. As a nice cherry on top, he threw a temper tantrum, stomped his feet and everything when I said I wouldn't have sex with him.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Wow. He's baby.
That's some entitlement.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy.
Wow.
Everywhere. Wow.
No, I got triggered one time. A guy was like, you just have such a soft body. And I just was like,
oh, why would you say that to somebody?
That's not a compliment. It doesn't feel like. No. And he probably thought it was. He was like, it's soft and luscious and I'm here for it. And you're like,
if that's
fuck
what
you
mean, there's a million other ways you could say that in like a flattering way.
Yeah.
Like, that is not a flattering way to say that.
No.
No, not at all. Okay. This one is really going to get you guys.
Okay. Oh, dear.
He says, I'm black, skeptical, and atheist. I was dating this devastatingly beautiful woman, Burning Man type.
Okay,
she was fascinating and had a lot going for her, but her hippie thing was a bit much for me. I'll politely say that she could be a bit whimsical.
No.
We were having drinks when she dropped the biggest bomb of my dating career.
Oh, no.
It started really bad. Her. I've always felt such a connection to black people in my soul.
Oh, no, 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 no. Is this Rachel Dolezal?
Oh.
He says, oh? She says, I mean, the culture just speaks to me. He says, hmm. And then she goes, I determined I must have been black in a former life.
Oh my God.
You know what?
Stop talking.
I really want to be shocked by this, but I've definitely had similar experiences with people.
Stop talking.
He says, oh. She says, I mean, I always suspected when I saw the miniseries Roots, it just really bothered me.
Oh no.
And I wondered why it bothered me so much.
What? Because you're a human?
Oh. He says, well, it's pretty harrowing. She says, well, then I realized it really spoke to my blood.
No.
So I went to a psychic and she confirmed it. I used to be black.
No. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Ma'am. Absolutely not. But let me tell you.
But you had a psychic confirm it. Keegan. A psychic confirmed it.
Oh, so sorry. Hard evidence. Facts.
She was upset when she saw Roots. I mean, is evidence.
Hard proof. Hard proof. But, you know, I definitely have had people do that, like, I'm black on the inside thing.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, you're not.
That's not how this works.
No, your 23andMe is painfully white. I can guarantee it.
Oh, man. Oh,
my God. So cringe.
A mess.
Oh, my.
Okay.
Oh, God.
What do you do? Like, this poor guy. Just at that point, I feel like you have permission to just pack it in.
And he was so nice about it. He's like, she could be a little like whimsical. Whatever.
It was a manic pixie dream girl all over the place. Yeah. No. Yes. I hate it.
She's kind of quirky. That's how he described her to friends. Yeah. She's quirky. Yeah.
Take her home to your black family. Oh, see how well that goes.
No.
Your mama is going to beat your ass if you brought that woman home. No.
Mm-mm. You better get.
Oh, God.
No. Okay.
Wow.
This one's very short. It just made me laugh. I had a date that was so bad that I hid in the bathroom for an hour.
Ooh.
Which is not, I mean, okay, we don't know the details of the date, but also not super cool. When I came out, he was still waiting, and I felt so awkward about it that I ended up moonwalking out of the restaurant to lighten the mood.
Ooh, like skills.
If you wave to him while you're moonwalking, you're like, bye. Like, and it softens the blow.
He's like, she was shitting that whole time. She's sick. That's what he thought.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh,
and she was like, I don't care. That's fine. You can definitely feel that way.
Oh.
Okay. So. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, so we were at a zoo looking at an exhibit that touched on evolution. My date said, quote, you know that the earth is only 6,000 years old, right?
Nope. Oh, nope.
Things fell apart pretty quickly after that bomb dropped.
Yeah.
Oh, God. You know what?
That dinosaur is there to test your faith, buddy.
Oh.
That reminds me of, it kind of like rings bells for me, in our Facebook group. They were talking about like what book could someone say is their favorite on a first date?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That you'd be like, bye.
No, thank you.
There were some really interesting answers.
There were some good ones. Yeah. Yeah.
There were some really good ones. I mean,
it would end for me.
Book?
For
your
me.
Favorite.
Your favorite book.
I feel like that's the key.
Yeah. Someone
here.
Else put like Atlas Shrugged or something. Yeah. And I was like, oh, there's so many good answers.
You know what? There are. Because so the first thing that popped into my head was like, how to make friends and influence people. I'm like, if somebody tells me that, I'm like, red flag, red flag.
Big time, big time. Oh my gosh. Well, if you guys have stories, be they short or long, send them to our one-stop shop of a website. It's myworstdatepodcast.com. And we love you so much.
Cheers.